Hi, I'm here with Tim Russert, who just wrote a great new book called Wisdom of Our Fathers. I read from the introduction that after you wrote Russ and Me, you had a flood of mail from people about their own fathers.
60,000 letters and emails from readers all across the country. They read Big Russ and Me and perceived it as an invitation to talk about their dads, the lessons that their fathers taught them, largely through their actions more than their words. And what I took from that is it's the small things that matter. It's not the big sermons. It's not the big expensive vacations. It's those small tender moments when their dad said the right thing or reached out and grabbed them the right way or picked them up and dusted them off and set them on their way. Those are the lessons that we've learned from our dads and I think have an obligation to pass on to the next generation.
You know, my brother became a father recently, and it's at that moment I sort of learned through my little niece Rachel what my father and his father kind of told all of us. What about your own son, and how did you know your experience of being a father resonate in these letters?
Well, my life changed when I became a dad. It's the last worry-free day I've ever had. You worry about your son and whether he's sick or have a cough, and then they start driving, and then they go away to college. And you realize you're bonded by blood, and there's nothing that can any way separate you. After writing Big Russ and now writing Wisdom of Our Fathers, I'm bonded by a book with my son as well. He read Big Russ, and he's read this book, and there he is on the back cover as we look at it.
Is he throwing out the first pitch at the Buffalo Bisons game in 2005?
Go Bisons, go Bills, go Sabres. But my son understands how hard my dad worked, the sacrifice and devotion, and how those lessons are lasting. That he has grown up in Washington with more access, more privilege, but it doesn't mean the lessons are not the same. I always say to my son, you're always, always loved, but you're never, never entitled. You have to go out and earn your own way, be proud of who you are. When he went off to college, and I write this in the book, I said, Luke, three very small pieces of advice. Study hard, laugh often, and keep your honor. If you do that, you'll love college and you'll have a great life.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for your time. I know you're very, very busy. It was a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank
and thank you so much.
Father?